You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM. Brand new week getting underway. We are a couple days closer to the football season, which is good news. Baseball continuing, golf in the playoffs. We got racing getting closer and closer to the playoffs. Yeah, interesting time of the year as we kind of transition as far as the sports world is concerned. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Gym Class program presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. You also go to our website at kgymradio.com to learn more details about our good friends at dupaco.com. Scott Unash with you. Very happy to say Mark Dukes across the way. Ben on the other side of the glass. And most importantly, you out there at 319-366-1600. That is the text line, phone line available as well. Same digits, 319-366-1600. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, looking back on the weekend that was in the world of sports, locally, nationally, et cetera, et cetera. And we will do that on the program coming up here today. We'll also get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update with Mark, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. We'll do that coming up at about half past 3 o'clock here today. Great to have you back where I can see you here in the studio, man.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you and everyone. Yeah, it's great to be back in the studio, and there's nothing wrong with me. I know people would dispute that, but CDC had a red light on, so
we observed.
We observed, and now it's yellow. Hopefully it'll be green here pretty soon, but yeah, good to be back in studio. Always great to see the staff, Ben, across the glass, and you.
Yeah, yeah, great to see everybody out there at 319-366-1600, or hear from everyone out there at 319-366-1600. Congratulations somewhat to your Chicago Bear fourth string, who beat the Kansas City Chiefs fourth string in the second half on Saturday afternoon. 19-14. I will point out the Chiefs were ahead 14-0 at halftime, though. And I will even more point out that Patrick Mahomes went in, did what he wanted to do, play a series, got a touchdown, and got the heck out of there. But good job by your Bears.
Well, that's what it was. Third and fourth stringers, you know, making up the deficit and winning at the end. It doesn't mean anything. First week of preseason, I'll get to some of the Iowa guys who you know, made an impression over the weekend, but didn't mean anything.
No, but, you know, it's, you know, you get bragging rights for a while. A preseason bragging right, though.
I don't know what that is akin to, really.
I don't either, but you have it. Whatever it is, you have it. And, yeah. Worst thing about that game, though, were the field conditions at Soldier Field. Something's got to be
done. I got a problem.
Something has got to be done about that, because the NFL, this was a preseason game. And, you know, I saw the tweets, et cetera, coming up prior to it and the pictures and whatnot. It's like, okay, you had all summer to get ready for this, and it still didn't work. And maybe go back to field turf. Maybe that's the answer. I know the Bears, the Chicago Park District, does not want to do that, but they did it for a while anyway, and I think it would be the best way to go about it.
As long as the Bears are at Soldier Field, I mean, it's right on Lake Michigan. It's a marshy area, and maybe not the best conditions to grow grass or maintain it. Makes sense to go to field turf for as long as the Bears are going to be in Soldier Field. That may not be more than 3 or 4 years, but it is a problem, and it's been a problem in the past. You know, I don't know what they can do about it.
Can't really move everything up, you know, 30 feet to get it above the level of Lake Michigan, but, you know, it is what it is out there. Razorback Dale and Et Al are very happy about the Hogs being preseason top 25. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. By the way, the best part about that game, besides there were no significant injuries, at least on my on the Chiefs' end of things, but Justin Reed coming in. Who else has a safety as your backup kicker? Raise your hands out there unless you're driving. Kicking, he kicked a 50-yarder in practice. They brought him in and kicked an extra point, the second touchdown for the Kansas City Chiefs, the new safety replacing Tyrann Mathieu for Kansas City. And he nailed it right down the pipe. It was a thing of beauty. You know, very significant. It was a significant part of that game, Mark.
Wasn't on my prep sheet today. So.
Okay, there you go. I had it out there. 319-366-1600, 310. Should start things off with a passing in the sports world. And, you know, those of us of probably, 40-plus, maybe 45-plus know of this gentleman. Pete Carril, who was the basketball coach at Princeton, the Hall of Fame basketball coach. Of course, they pulled off one of the greatest upsets in NCAA basketball history as, a 15? And they beat the second seed of Georgetown Hoyas 1 year. Of course, he was the master and the man that came up with the Princeton offense, and which was great in the day, not so much now when you have a 35-second shot clock or 30-second shot clock. But, boy, it was fun to watch, and a lot of teams emulated that. Well, Pete Carril passing away today at the age of 92.
Yeah, a lot of motion, a lot of screening in that offense. And
Back cuts.
I think they beat UCLA in the tournament as well 1 year in the 90s. I'd have to check on that. But really an innovator, and a lot of coaches took a piece or two from his philosophy, I think.
Yeah, including the late, great Denny Thiessen, who won a championship at Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Bettendorf with that offense. A little bit different, not exactly the Princeton. They didn't hold it for a minute or whatever, but boy, oh boy. When you remember when you played Prairie with Denny Thiessen out there, you had to watch for three-pointers, back cuts, everything going off of that motion offense. So that was fun, and Pete Carril will be missed. No doubt. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM 6429. And they think they can place an expansion team in Soldier Field if the Bears move to Arlington Heights. Now, I've not heard of that. Have you heard of that, Mark?
No.
Okay. The turf in Vegas wasn't much better, which was a bit of a surprise. I heard that as well, that yesterday, the Viking and Raider game wasn't real. But they can change that out. In fact, that is one of the two stadiums that they roll the turf from out. It's outside when it's not being played upon. They roll it in, and they'll get it taken care of. I'm not worried about Vegas. Can't do that in Chicago. That's a little bit different situation right there. Let's go back to Saturday, Mark, and let's get everyone's opinions about what took place at Kinnick Stadium. A nice crowd on hand for the Kids' Day scrimmage, as the first and only time the public will get to see Iowa football prior to September the 3rd, when Iowa kicks things off against the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. But a few things that came out of the situation on Saturday, the scrimmage, I guess for lack of a better term, they did a little 11-on-11. They did a little 7-on-7. They did a lot of things down there. And if you like to comment, love to hear from you. Your thoughts, what'd you like? What would you like to see better? 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Passing game still is a work in progress, but keep in mind there are a lot of wide receivers out right now for Iowa.
Yeah, Petras didn't get a ton of time with the first stringers, but what he did do was good. A couple things that I took away, I apologize. I had to MC an event on Saturday. My voice is still a bit taxed.
But you sound fine.
Any rate, Xavier Wampa, a true freshman, with an interception and a couple of nice plays in the secondary. And Aaron Graves, the incoming freshman, who is not going to be redshirted.
Nope.
And Kirk Ferentz said that'd be foolish to do so. You're going to see him on the field.
You are. And he had a chance to get in there. Joe Evans, among the players on the defensive line that were not out there on Saturday. But, yeah, you're going to see Mr. Graves out there, and you're probably going to see him quite a bit. This kid, I think, has a chance to be I hate to put, you know, the moniker next big defensive superstar for Iowa after Jack Campbell leaves, but he's got a chance to be really good. Let's just say that. He's a mountain of an individual. We know that. This guy's got a chance, real chance, to play significant minutes this year and to be really good by the time all is said and done.
It's hard to do as a true freshman. And I know a lot of true freshmen come in early. They enter in the spring. Graves did not do that, at least that I know of. So for him to progress to this point where he's seeing the field, going to be a contributor, says something.
So he was among the positives as far as the scrimmage is concerned. Some of the other folks that people were talking about, reporting upon, include Xavier Wampa had a really, really good scrimmage. Had an interception, had a pass breakup, which led to another pick. And the way it sounds that he is, right now anyway, ticketed for the safety spot this year. So probably going to be a situation with our friend Quinn Schulte from Cedar Rapids Xavier and Xavier Wampa back there. Xavier and Xavier, if you're playing that game. But Xavier Wampa is going to get some playing time too. There's no doubt about it. He's just, like Graves, he's just too good to not get on the field at times.
Another thing was that the kickers had a good day. They did not in the spring. But the two kickers in contention for the job had a good day. That's encouraging. But by and large, I mean, this is intended to be a fun day. A lot of players didn't participate because of injury or rehabbing, what have you. So it was very difficult to get a true read on, you know, the entirety of this team. That probably won't come until September 3rd.
Yeah, it won't. It won't. No doubt about it. But I tell you what, some things to talk about, and that's all you can ask for at this juncture anyway, as far as camp is concerned. It's still only, what, a week into it, week and a half into it. So can't expect a lot of things right now, but still, I think for the most part, a passing grade for everyone as far as this first scrimmage is concerned.
When do you want to hear a starting quarterback officially named?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Still no indication, as you mentioned. You got to think there's going to be one in the next couple, like a week, wouldn't you? I mean, if indeed Spencer Petras is the guy. I know Kirk Ferentz has said, oh, there's a quarterback battle. It's open, whatever. And then goes into the fact that Spencer Petras is the guy right now. I think you got to give him that confidence, don't you?
I think you do. And by the way, Joey Labus, I think, is a little bit behind, maybe a lot behind Padilla and Petras. But, yeah, I think you've, for the good of everyone, for better or worse, name a starter.
I think you have
go
to.
With it.
I think you have to. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Speaking of college football, got to get this in, Mark, because I know it's your favorite topic of the preseason. And that is, we had the coaches poll. Now we have the media poll, the AP Top 25. As Razorback Dale et al. Tell us, yes, Arkansas is in there at number 19. No big surprise. Basically, the top of the poll resembled the coaches and what they put out earlier on. Alabama, of the 63 possible first place votes, received 54 of them, which I believe was the same number in the coaches poll, as a matter of fact. Alabama, a significant number one at this present time, with Ohio State weighing in at number two, defending national champion, the Georgia Bulldogs, at three, followed by Clemson and Notre Dame. Is Clemson a little high? I don't know. In my opinion, I think they are. We'll see. Six through 10, you got Texas A&M, your Utah Utes, Mark. Can I just now introduce them as your Utah Utes?
Please.
Okay. Michigan at eight, Oklahoma at nine, ahead of Baylor in there at number 10. Oklahoma, despite a lot of exiles leaving, many of those going to Los Angeles to play for Lincoln Riley and Southern California. Oregon is 11, Okie State 12. How about North Carolina State at 13? Could be the team that tries to derail the Clemson Tigers. The aforementioned USC Trojans at 14. How about Michigan State at 15? Remember when we were all talking about the fact that they brought in a coach who was their fourth choice? And now Michigan State is in the top 15 in the preseason, for what it's worth, as far as college football is concerned.
Good year last year.
Very good year, but you lose your best player? I'm a little skeptical. I think that's a little bit high for Michigan State. Miami, 16. Pitt, who's also expected to do big things for Coach Narduzzi, they are in at 17. Wisconsin, 18. Yes, Razorback Dale, your Hogs, number 19, just ahead of the Kentucky Wildcats. Of course, the bowl winner over Iowa. Then you got 21 through 25, a very eclectic group here. This is always the fun part of the AP preseason poll, because this is where the writers tend to stick teams that they really think are going to do something. 21 to 20, 25. Ole Miss, Wake Forest, who got bad news with their terrific returning quarterback. He's going to be out for a while. Cincinnati, last year's darling, that crashed the playoffs. Houston and BYU. No Texas, Mark. Can we have a preseason poll without the Texas Longhorns?
Sure you can. Did I not hear LSU?
You did not.
Lost their quarterback today. He decided not to come back, despite the fact he's got four NIL deals and won't have to give a dime back.
Yeah, that's not right, but go ahead. Tennessee just out. Texas, Iowa would be 28th if he played that game. No Penn State, no LSU. Iowa State did not receive a vote, but good to see the media from Nebraska on the alert. One vote for the Big Red in the poll. So there you go. Interesting. Air Force picked up four votes. Air Force plays UNI this year. By the way, we will talk UNI football on Thursday with Cole Bear. And tomorrow, our annual talk with Phil Steele, the great Phil Steele, will come up tomorrow. And really looking forward to that. And should be a lot of fun with Phil. Always has a wealth of knowledge that he includes as far as his football preview magazine is concerned.
Yeah, not only the Big Ten and Big 12, Iowa, Iowa State, but the national scene. We'll go over it all with Phil Steele, and should be really fun.
Yep, looking forward to that coming up tomorrow. And then Wednesday, Chris Liss of RotoWire, working with RotoWire.com and with ChrisLiss.com. We will talk with him coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program. So look forward to that for the rest of the week coming up here as we get closer and closer to the football season. Well, this poll is going to be incredibly different than the poll at the end of the year. We know that. That's just the way it goes. By the way, that is a part of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, and it's brought to you by Steve Anderson and his folks down in Iowa City at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And it deals with the preseason AP college football poll.
Will either Iowa or Iowa State be ranked in the final AP top 25 football
poll? That's the one you want to be in.
Yes. Four choices, yes, they both will. Secondly, Iowa will. Third, Iowa State will. Finally, neither will be. Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com.
Yeah, that's a tough question. That's a tough question. Iowa with the tough schedule. Iowa State's not the expectations that Matt Campbell and the Cyclones had a year ago. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Somebody in the top 25 that caught your attention, Mark, besides your Utah Utes?
Alabama. They're coming off a rebuilding year. Come on.
They are, and they were pretty good in the rebuilding
year. Yes, they were.
Getting to the national championship game.
I kid.
Who is too high? Who is too low? Anybody jump out at you? For me, I'm just...
Clemson.
I think Clemson's a little high. Quarterback that has a very good pedigree, was a Heisman Trophy candidate coming into the year last year, and did not have a good year. Did not have a good year for Clemson. I think the Tigers might be a little bit high. I think Michigan State's a little high. I'm not as bullish on the Spartans as other people are. Maybe that's just my Big Ten coming out. I don't know. We'll see. Cincinnati's got a ton. No one has more people to replace than the Cincinnati Bearcats. They are at 23. They've had some good recruiting classes. We will see. Underrated, I may, and this is just not to get a text from the aforementioned Razorback Dale. I think Arkansas is good. I think they're good. And watch out for them. I also think, I think Baylor might be a little bit underrated at 10. I think they're the best team in the Big 12 coming in. Just my thoughts. No idea about USC, how good they're going to be with Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, that might be a little high too. Might be a little low. I don't know. But no Texas. Probably shouldn't be a Texas.
No. Shouldn't be. Should not be. They're back. We know that. But they haven't proven anything as of yet. 8636 says, love that the Hawks are not ranked. I think Kirk Ferentz also is right there with you, loving the fact that Iowa is not ranked.
I think one of the last times Iowa was not in the preseason AP Top 25 was the Woodshed game, the Woodshed year. Iowa took Ohio State to the cleaners that year.
Yep.
I think that's right. Yeah, Ohio State was number two. Iowa unranked in the preseason.
319-366-1600 here at 327. We're going to talk more about the weekend in sports. We got golf to talk about because it was a very interesting Sunday, that's for sure. On the PGA Tour. We'll kick that around a little bit, talk some baseball with you as well. But I'm going to throw it over to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. They are across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot behind Taco John's. And eat local. Try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily. Or wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. Open at 4 at Emil's Hideaway.
In baseball, the Texas Rangers have fired manager Chris Woodward. The Rangers had gone 6-24 in one-run games this year. Hard to believe. MLB has posted its postseason schedule. And if we reach Game 7, folks, that is November 5th. And I was telling you, and it was either 87 or 91 when the Twins won it. Game 7 was on my birthday, which is late October. And I thought that was late. But we're talking November 5th now. In wrestling, Brody Teske has announced he is transferring to Iowa. 125-pounder. Started his career at Penn State. Transferred to UNI, where he was a two-time NCAA qualifier. And now he's going to be at Iowa.
Is he eligible right away?
That I don't know.
He's got his own logo, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. Finally, City High superstar Ben Keeter has reached the finals of the under-20 Junior World Wrestling Championships. dynamic semifinal. He was down 8-0, rallied for a 17-14 victory. He is in the finals tomorrow, which is at 3 a.m. Iowa time, Central time. There's no Iowa time, I've been reminded. 3 a.m. Central time if you want to get up and stream that match. Wow. And he's coming back after this to get ready for a season opener in football.
Yeah, he was at football practice for City High last week.
Yeah.
I think I'll just go to the Worlds and get to the finals. Yeah, this guy's pretty darn special. Pretty darn special. 3:30 right on the button, 1900 on the text line. Is Dylan Doyle still at Baylor? Yes. He came back for his fifth year and will be a starting lineup, linebacker, I should say, in the starting lineup for the Baylor Bears, I would assume. I can't imagine somebody stepping up and beating him out. So one of the top defenders for Baylor last year. That helps why I think they're going to be pretty darn good. Not the only reason I think Baylor's going to be good. I think the Big 12 is up for grabs, and I think Baylor's from 1 through 22, I think they've got the most talent.
Yeah, Doyle was good last year, and he's going to be good this year.
Yeah.
Again, like you said, one of the reasons that Baylor is ranked so very high in the league and nationally.
8077, coach I had once said, you can't teach talent. Keeter is unreal. Ah, man, great stuff. All right, 3:31, we'll take a break, get you a weather update, come back, and we will talk more about the world of sports. We'll talk a little golf. We'll talk a little bit about baseball. As Mark alluded to, the postseason schedule coming out, and we'll dive into that a little bit more when we return on the Gym Class right after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
From the CBS 2 Iowa's News Now with the first forecast. Center I'm meteorologist Nick Stewart. A chance for a passing shower here and there. Otherwise, cloudy skies throughout the night tonight. A low dropping to near 62 degrees. On Tuesday, expect a chance for a shower before noon. Then turning mostly sunny throughout the afternoon. High temperature is reaching near 78. On Wednesday, a lot of sunshine will take back over. High near 80. Thursday, mainly sunny skies. Low 80s for highs. But chance for rain returning on Friday. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
At a cooperative like DePaco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're also an owner. And that means your active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you with extra cash dividends just for using your credit union. Together since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more by saving, borrowing, investing, and insuring with DePaco. Not a member? Get the details and learn how to earn at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Good morning, boss.
What's good about it? We're having computer problems again and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk.
You mean hope desk?
Hope desk.
I call and hope I get help, but they either stick me on hold or say I'll get a call back in a couple hours. We need help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh. Then you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
Get help now with IT Solutions. They continually monitor their clients' networks, so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hope desk for you to call for your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you never just hope. You get help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Learn more online at weneedhelpnow.com.
We need help now. .com.
Missing football? Come see a special exhibit honoring the life and achievements of Papa Bear George Halas at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. This renowned player, coach, and owner of the Chicago Bears and co-founder of the NFL was a first-generation Czech American. Follow the story of his life through this exhibit featuring artifacts and photos from the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Chicago Bears. Experience Gridiron Champs, George Halas and the Chicago Bears, now at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back in the gym class for this Monday here in KGYM, Phil Steele talking college football tomorrow on the program. So we invite you to tune in at that time. Always invite you to tune in, not only to our program, but to Spencer on Sports, starting off our local programming block at 2 o'clock. We are on at 3, and then Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here. We're 2 weeks away from the Cyclone call-in show, or not call-in. It's not, what do they call it now? Cyclone Coach's Corner show. 2 weeks from tonight. We are less than 2 weeks from the first college football games. We are less than a week from the Mark favorite Week Zero high school football games. There are a few of them. There are a lot of scrimmages. There are a few Week Zero games coming up this week. And then you were just looking on the 27th of August. We got a couple of, well, we have one Big Ten game that will be in Dublin with Northwestern and Nebraska going at it. Illinois is going to play Wyoming in a game we'll have here on KGYM for you that day. And it's coming, man. We had the first round of preseason NFL games. So it's here. Love it.
It is indeed, yeah, 12 days away from those openers on the 27th of August, as you mentioned. But things get happening in earnest on September 2nd and 3rd. Actually, the 1st, I think, there's some games as well. So Labor Day will be a big weekend for college football.
It will indeed. And it's a big time for professional golf as well. The FedEx Cup playoffs getting underway. The St. Jude Classic, the FedEx St. Jude Classic, wrapping up yesterday in Memphis at TPC Southwind. And it was an interesting Sunday, to say the least. It started off with controversy. It ended with a bogey winning a playoff, which is a rarity. Will Zalatoris getting his first win. I think everyone was waiting for that first win. He's just too good not to get that first win. Finally got it after not one but two absolute brain freezes by Sepp Straka, which Mark and I are not happy about.
No.
on our team, but we digress. Kids, if somebody hits it where Will Zalatoris did, hit it to the middle of the green if you're in a playoff. Ta-da. That's all you got to do. All right, but anyway, it started off with controversy on Sunday morning because number two in the world rankings, Cameron Smith, the Open champion, the Players champion, and rumored to be headed off along with perhaps others to the LIV Tour as soon as the FedEx Cup playoff check is cleared, was assessed a two-stroke penalty on Sunday morning for an infraction that occurred on Saturday afternoon. And this did not set well with a lot of people in the golf world and, out, of course, a lot of people outside the golf world.
Myself included. I have no stake in Cameron Smith, but my big beef is that the penalty was discovered and assessed a day after it happened. In no other sport, unless you play a baseball game under protest, which you never see anymore, is a ruling like that made. And it probably stemmed from the fact that a viewer saw the infraction and called in and said, hey, you got to take a look at this. He cheated. What happened was that Cameron Smith had hit his ball in a inside a hazard line. Actually, the ball landed right on the red line.
Well, he hit it in the water, and then he dropped it.
True.
And he dropped it on the red line.
True.
Yes.
Yes. Forgot that little detail, but he dropped it on the red line, which means it's inside the hazard, and therefore you can't ground your club. Which is weird because if you hit your tee shot or any other shot on the out-of-bounds line, and it's ruled to be on the line, that's in play.
It's in bounds.
But the big problem here is the ruling was made and enforced the day after it happened. And who's to say that you couldn't go back to the second round? If they're going to do this after play needs to be completed on a certain day, and that's the end of it. And, you know, Cameron Smith was in contention, assessed a two-stroke penalty, and was never in contention on Sunday. But I don't like the way it played out. I think the penalty was enforced accurately.
Oh, definitely.
No doubt about it. But I thought they quit allowing fans to phone in and doing this. Because there's 125 players in this field, unless you have a certain package to view any and all players.
ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus, yeah. Not every player is under the microscope like a Cameron Smith or those who are in contention and on television all the time, whether it's Golf Channel, CBS, NBC. One of those platforms like ESPN Plus, you can get every player, but nobody's watching every player. So especially those that are 15 strokes out of the lead and might have committed the same infraction.
Yeah. Cameron Smith, to his credit, according to the PGA Tour rules officials, took it well. It's a rule that they amended the rules, 3 years ago, and took a lot of the just kind of dumbness, can I say that, out of a lot of the rules. As far as golf is concerned, you can now leave the flag stick in. You can do this, you can do that. You still can't have that ball after you drop it touching that red line. Is it going to be a big difference, or a yellow line, whatever the case may be, as far as the hazard is concerned? It's a nitpicky rule, but that's the rule. Okay, fine. I'm with you. Once the day is done, I don't think you can go back. And like your example, baseball games played under protest. Can you go back, playoff game a few years ago with the New Orleans Saints? Gee, I wonder, would they like to go back and get
right.
that pass interference reversed?
Right.
No, that is not the case. Now, is this the first time this has happened in golf? Heck no. It's happened many times where people have been talked to. As Paul Azinger said, what's the worst thing you can do in golf? No, it's not a snowman. It is on the range, and you see the rules official coming, and he's making a beeline to you.
It's not going
to
be good.
It's not going to end well.
But I mean, the Twins and Royals playing tonight. Somebody from the Royals, it's a walk-off home run that goes over the fair foul pole in left field. Game-winning home run. And game over, they review it, come back the next day and knock on the doors of each manager. We didn't get that quite right last night. We need to replay the ninth inning.
True.
Probably not the best example, but it doesn't happen in any other sport.
No, it doesn't. Golf is it. 91,
stupid.
91-68. Not happy because he had Cam Smith and Finau in a two-leg parlay.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
That didn't go well. Cameron Smith, by the way, withdrawing today from the BMW Championship coming up this week in Wilmington, Delaware at the Wilmington Country Club. He's already in the top 30. He can't get out of the top 30.
Yeah, he'll play at East Lake, and he's got hip discomfort.
Probably,
maybe from being a pain in the butt lately.
Probably doesn't want to answer any questions either. And I tell you what, I'll say this before we leave Cameron Smith. Golf Channel and NBC, I thought, did a really fair job on the air of treating Cameron Smith. Golf Channel on Sunday only mentioned it once in passing that he's rumored to be going to the LIV Tour. NBC did not mention it once. Now, Cameron Smith wasn't shown a whole bunch, especially later on, but whatever. 4007. Can you imagine finding that out right before you tee off, though? Yeah, I mean, that's gonna play a big factor in it. I mean, here locally, we are told if you have a rules question, play two balls, and then they'll figure it out later on. You can't do that, obviously, in the PGA Tour, which I addressed 7148's question, are there USGA rules people with each grouping? Well, USGA only governs the US Open. PGA rules officials are not with every group. They are stationed throughout the golf course in different areas. And when you need a ruling, you summon them.
You summon them.
You take a look at a marshal. Marshal's got a walkie-talkie, calling over to the official, and away you go. That's how it gets done. And they're in a cart, and they're over there lickety-split, and they take care of the situation. 4816 says, I was always under the impression once those scorecards are signed, there's nothing any more anyone can do.
It's the way it should be.
It's the way it should be. That is not the case. Not the case right there. 3422, piggybacking on what you said, Mark, I would like to call a discrepancy from the Dez Bryant catch a few years ago. Didn't we have that once as a Friday topic?
And the Lions, Calvin Johnson catch against the Bears.
Yeah.
They'd like that over. Yeah.
We had that, I think, a couple years ago in a Friday topic.
There needs to be a statute of limitations.
Absolutely.
Sign the scorecard. Everybody sign their scorecard. That's it for the day.
The day. I mean, if there is some...
Don't watch Golf Channel later that night and finding out what Cameron Smith did and somebody's on the horn to the PGA.
Yeah.
Well, we better take a look at this.
And then you had, of course, a conspiracy theorist that said, oh, this is only happening because it is Cameron Smith. And the PGA is just letting him have it because he's going to be leaving soon, blah, 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 blah. It didn't matter if it was Michael Kim or, you know, Justin Thomas or Rory McIlroy, even though he didn't make the cut, or Cameron Smith.
Smith should have known better.
He should have, and he said that. And he goes, I should have known better.
And his caddy,
really,
once he
known
dropped,
better.
Cameron Smith dropped, make sure you don't ground your club, Cameron.
Or drop it on that line.
Yeah.
And messed it up. So.
Yeah, instead of being one or two back, he's
four back.
Three, four back. Yeah.
Yeah, he was two back. He would have been two back to start, ended up being four back. And then he had the playoff, which was bizarre. First hole was normal. Second hole, you had Will Zalatoris almost hitting it out of bounds.
Two of the greatest pars ever.
And then Sepp Straka, well, they were both bogeys. They were both bogeys because Straka hit it where he had to stand in the water. He took the drop, which I thought was insane, hit it on with his third.
And made par.
Oh, they did make par. Yeah. They did make par. Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. You can only have one bogey in a... 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. And then Will Zalatoris somehow hits it between the grass and a rock, and it sits there. Now, how many people today, not only at that golf course but other golf courses, are sticking a ball on top of the rocks at a water hazard and seeing if they can play the ball? Bet you a lot of people.
He made a good decision there.
He made a very good decision.
But maybe you can clarify this, Scott. I think I know 8077 says, I think you can now ground your club in a hazard.
You can, yes. You can. It was the red line deal that got him in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. But you
can't ground your club in a bunker.
Not in a bunker.
No.
But you can now in a penalty area. You can do that. Not in a bunker. At least I don't do it in a bunker because I don't want anything, any part of it, if anyone's going to say anything out there. But it was the red line infraction that got him in trouble. That was the two-stroke penalty out there.
Betty.
It was crazy. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some baseball with you on the program before we wrap things up for today and hand things over to Todd and Alex. More to come, 349 on the Gym Class right here on KGY.
We're Saia LTL Freight. For nearly a century, our team has been committed to driving business forward. From Lady Liberty to the Golden Gate, superstore to corner store. We go that extra mile, expanding our team to better serve you. So trust that when you partner with Saia, we take every delivery personally. Visit Saia.com for all your shipping needs. That's SAIA.com.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a really big tree near your garage. Now, I'm a really big tree on your garage. And car.
And if you don't have the right insurance, the cost to fix this could leave you wishing money grew on trees.
So bundle your home and auto with Allstate to save up to 25% and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Auto prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This should be 8x7.
When it comes to closets, Janina's home organization business runs tip-top tidy.
Is this schedule right? I'm gonna need help.
But she needs to reorganize and find a new assistant.
I know, it's your last week, but can you make sure the Hanson pantry's wrapped?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
3:51, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you. Every time you see on Twitter Tony La Russa and his name is trending, I gotta look, Mark. Tony La Russa, still manager of the Chicago White Sox. And the suddenly red-hot American League Central, by the way. Cleveland doesn't lose anymore. How are they doing today, by the way? I have not looked.
I haven't either because I don't want to know.
The Guardians
playing the first of two against Detroit right now, I know.
Losing 1-0 in the fourth. Go Tigers. We're both in agreement as far as that one is concerned.
And suddenly Cleveland has taken the lead in the Central over the Twins and White Sox, so I think are pretty much in a flat-footed tie. But Twins are reeling. White Sox and Guardians playing pretty well. Less than 50 games left, Scott. It's going to come down to the wire, I think.
White Sox have the Astros right now, though. That will be tough. Speaking of tough, that was the word for the ratings from Fox from Thursday night. As far as the Field of Dreams game is concerned, now, granted, it was not the Yankees. The White Sox were right there at the top of the Central last year, still in it, obviously, but not the record they had last year. And it was the first game, but sharp ratings decrease for Fox for the Reds and the Cubs. And I'm not going to beat down on either one of the teams. They're just not very good this year. And again, it's the second time that it's been in the state of Iowa. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Wait, the Cubs are the most popular team in America, Scott. Come on.
I don't think it's a bad idea that it's going to be a year off next year. I still think it's coming back in 24.
But I think it was more a matter, maybe not of the Cubs and Reds, maybe a little bit, the two teams involved. But
if it was the Rangers and A's, it would have been nobody watching.
Last year was unusual, first time. We went over, you know, multiple times, how is it going to be any better or different or whatever. And I think that was reflected in the rankings, or ratings, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that wasn't good news as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. I do like the fact, Mark, since we got off to a late start this year as far as the regular season after the one-week hiatus due to the labor situation, I do like the fact that Major League Baseball this year in the playoffs, there aren't going to be days off in the first round or the championship series. There will not be any days off, and I believe there won't be in the World Series either. So it's going to be straight through. Now, is that going to make for some interesting travel? Could be. I mean,
New York and L.A.?
Yeah, you now are guaranteed New York and L.A. at some point in this proceedings. But I like the fact they're going to try to get it done as quickly as possible with an expanded playoff now with 12 teams, six in each league. Only two teams will get a bye. The top two divisional records will get a bye. So your American League Central and your National League Central teams are going to be playing the last wild card team, if you will. We know that already. So I guess kudos to them, but it's still going to be November 5th when this thing is done. And I'd love to see it done in October. I want to see the regular season be dropped by a week.
And this is an opportunity for somebody to become Mr. November.
True. True. But do you want to be Mr. November?
Mr. Mid-August is Drew Rasmussen. How about that? Tampa Bay, perfect through eight innings yesterday. There hasn't been a perfect game thrown in the major leagues for 10 years.
Not hard to believe.
It's not hard to believe because nobody throws a complete game anymore.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I was looking at a baseball.
If it was a twin pitcher, he'd have been taken out after the fifth or sixth.
Well, I think anybody would have been taken out. Good for
Rasmussen had only thrown 80 pitches, I think. So.
Right. Didn't throw very many. He was very economical as far as his pitch count was concerned. And I'm glad they gave him a chance. I'm glad they gave him a chance. And I'd like to see that more and more. Another great piece of Americana. The Little League World Series getting started later on this week in Williamsport. So got that to look forward to. And I'm fine with this being on television. I'm not fine with the regionals. That's a whole different story.
Davenport's in it.
They are there. They had their picture taken earlier today representing the great state of Iowa. And speaking of representing this great state of Iowa, hope everybody that won tickets with us for the state fair concerts will have fun now that the state fair is underway in the capital city of Des Moines. I know a lot of people, whether they're rural or not, make plans to go to the state fair, take in some of the shows, take in food, drink, what have you. And it's a good time.
My favorite programming beyond sports is the State Fair highlights on Iowa Public Television.
Oh, yeah. They do a great job with that.
Oh, God.
They do a great job with that. And congratulations. I was kind of kicking this around last night. What is, we know the Drake Relays and this other event, I think, are the top two in the state of Iowa. The Knoxville Nationals took place in front of 40,000 at the Knoxville
Raceway.
Very
underrated event.
Very underrated event. The Super Bowl of sprint cars, wing sprint cars, and in front of 40,000 plus. Donnie Schatz won his 11th, second all time. So congratulations to him. And yeah, it is a big deal at the Marion County Fairgrounds in Knoxville. Tomorrow, Phil Steele joins us. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Mark, have yourself a good night.
I will. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. So you've been listening to The Gym Class presented by DePaco Community Credit Union on KGYM.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But